听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Saturday show of Let's Talk in English at the Mall. My name is Tom.
And I'm Jack. At the beginning of this week, we learned how to talk about families and people's personalities. Do you remember some of the things that we talked about?
Well, we did learn about Pam and Pam's grandma, or Pam's grandmother.Pam's grandmother is turning 80 years old, so they're going to have a party. And who will go?
Well, probably her children and her dozen, 12 grandchildren.
That's right, she has a lot of grandchildren. Well, what else did we talk about this week? Friends, Jack and I wanted Emma to get Facebook. I'm glad she decided to.
That's right.Now she can start her fan page for the Jungle Cafe.
Well, friends, now it's time for us to review this week's lessons. See if you can remember all of the key words from this week. Here we go.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Amy. Is that a diary?
Yes.
Are you writing secrets?
No, I'm writing a letter to my family.
Why are you using a diary?
I write on one page, then I mail the diary to another family member.
And that family member writes one page too?
Yes, we take turns. The whole family reads the diary.
What do you write about?
I write about my life, or I write a family memory.
You keep in touch. That's great.
And we learn about one another. My brother is shy, but he is open in his letters.
Tell me more.
My mom is talkative, so she writes many pages. She shares a lot.
Does your sister write many pages?
No, she's lazy. She doesn't write much.
What does your dad write?
He writes stories. The stories teach us good lessons.
He is a wise man.
He cares about us a lot.
Amy, I'm going to the bookstore.
Why?
My family needs a diary, too.
Hi, ladies. What are you doing?
We are planning my grandma's birthday party.
When is the party?
Next month. My grandmother will turn 80 in April.
The party will be a big celebration.
Are you preparing many things for the party?
Yes, we already planned the decorations.
We planned the party games, too.
What else should we plan?
Well, who will you invite? Write down people's names.
Good idea. First, I'll invite all of my grandma's children and grandchildren.
How many children does she have?
She has 4 children, and she has a dozen grandchildren.
Wow, that's a lot of grandchildren.
Yes, and my grandma loves us all. She's a very sweet woman.
If she has a dozen grandchildren, she must be a patient woman, too.
She is patient.
Tell us more about your grandmother.
She's sincere. When she talks to me, her words are from the heart. You must admire her.
I do. My grandmother is also very wise. She gives good advice.
She sounds like you.
Thanks, Jack.
We are talking about grandparents, and now I miss my grandmother.
What's your grandmother like, Amy?
She's energetic and humorous. She tells funny stories, and she is childlike, too.
How is she childlike?
When I was little, she played games with me, and she gave me candy when my parents weren't looking.
That's funny.
How many grandchildren does she have?
A lot.
More than a dozen?
No, she has 10. The oldest grandchild is 40. The youngest one is in senior high school.
That's a big range.
Tell us about your grandmother, Jack.
My Nainai is the best.
Your what?
Nainai. That's what we call my father's mother.
What do you call your mother's mother?
We call her Waipo.
Oh, okay.
What do you call your grandmother, Pam?
We call her Mima. My oldest cousin gave my grandmother that name.
So, Jack, why is your Nainai the best?
She's generous and helpful. She's always so kind. Best of all, she is an amazing cook.
Can I have her phone number?
Why?
Maybe your grandmother can cook for my grandmother's birthday party.
Hey guys, what are you doing?
Oh, hi Emma.
We're talking to friends.
Talking to friends? You're looking at your computers.
I'm talking with a friend online.
I'm sending messages to friends on Facebook.
Everyone uses social networking websites these days.
They're great for keeping in touch with friends.
I agree. I've found many old friends on Facebook.
Have you considered joining a website like Facebook, Emma?
No, I use email to communicate with former classmates, so I don't need those.
Facebook members share not only messages, but also photos and videos.
I see photos and videos on my friends' blogs.
What's your favorite blog?
My friend's blog is great. Yesterday, Martha wrote a post about her daughters.
Show us.
Okay. Our two girls. Our daughters are growing up fast. Ruthie is our older daughter, and she just celebrated her birthday. She turned 10 years old. Lily is our younger daughter, and she will turn 6 in April. Ruthie is becoming more confident. She is smart like her dad, so she does well in school. She is a friendly young girl, and she likes to help her classmates. Lily sometimes gets greedy with her toys, but her sister always reminds her to be generous. Lily is more talkative than Ruthie, and she enjoys reading aloud. We love our daughters very much.
That's cute. Those little girls' pictures are cute, too.
My brother should start a blog. He can write about my nephew.
He should. Blogs are great.
Emma, you don't have a blog, do you?
No, I'm too lazy.
That's okay. You don't have to be diligent.
Yes, you do. Writing posts and uploading pictures and videos take time.
Maybe Emma's right, Jack. She should join a website like Facebook instead.
I'm too lazy for that, too.
But social networking websites are easy to use. And some of them have fun activities.
What kind of activities?
Well, you can play games.
I like games. Now I'm curious. Tell me more.
You can also take quizzes.
Quizzes? Are they hard? Quizzes aren't very fun or very social.
Emma, don't worry. You are an intelligent woman. But the quizzes are just for fun.
Right. For example, if you were in a movie, which character would you be?
If you join Facebook, you can start a fan page for the Jungle Cafe.
Yes. People can find out about the restaurant. More customers will come.
Really? Okay, I'll join.
Great, I'll help you.
You can add Tom and me to your friend list.
Add Amy and Pam, too.
I don't need to.
Why not?
I see you all in the mall every day.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. So, Tom, what are we going to do now?
Well, we're going to go to one of my favorite places. Friends, join Jack and I as we go to review this week's features right now at the movie theater. Here we go.
It's time for Word Power. Today, we are talking about families. Let me introduce you to my family. First, I want you to meet my wife. I am married to her. My wife is very special to me. She is beautiful. Wife.
妻子.
Wife. I am my wife's husband. She is married to me. A husband loves and takes care of his wife. Husband.
丈夫.
Husband. This is my father. He is a good man. I love my father. My father has 3 children. I am the youngest one. Father.
父亲.
Father. This is my mother. My mother is a special woman. She took care of me when I was growing up. Mother.
母亲.
Mother. My wife's father is my father-in-law. My father-in-law really cares about my wife and me. Father-in-law.
岳父, 公公.
Father-in-law. My wife's mother is my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law is a wonderful woman. She does many nice things for my wife and me. Mother-in-law.
岳母, 婆婆.
Mother-in-law. I really love my family. Each of my family members is really special to me. Remember these words the next time you talk about families, and you'll have Word Power!
Hi, everyone.
I'm Inspector E.
And I'm Dr. English. Inspector, do you use any social networking websites?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Well, I like to keep in touch with my friends by calling them
or writing letters.
I see. Are you good at keeping in touch with people?
I think so. You know, I think keeping in touch is very important.
I do too.
Well, this reminds me of what I wanted to talk about today. Let's look at a line from today's conversation.
They're great for keeping in touch with friends. They're great for keeping in touch with friends. They're great for keeping in touch with friends.
Social networking sites are great for keeping in touch with friends.
Yes, they are. But what does it mean to keep in touch with someone?
Well, when two people keep in touch, they write to each other or they talk to each other even though they don't see each other very often.
Right. When you keep in touch with someone, you talk to them or write to them now and then. You let them know what is happening in your life.
We can say, keep in touch. We can also say, stay in touch. They mean the same thing.
So, what happens when you don't stay in touch?
When you don't stay in touch, then you lose touch with that person.
Often people lose touch with their friends after they move away, or change jobs, or change schools.
When you lose touch with someone, this means you no longer write or talk to them anymore.
You don't know what is happening in their lives. Losing touch with friends is sad.
Friends, are you good at keeping in touch? Keeping in touch with people takes some work, but it's worth it.
Yes, I really enjoy keeping in touch with my friends and family. We hope that you will keep in touch with us.
That's right. You can write to us at letters@studioclassroom.com. We would love to hear from you.
Yes, and remember, everyone, if you have a question,
we have an answer. This is Inspector E.
And I'm Dr. English.
Goodbye everyone.
Hey, so Tom, did you hear about Jean's party this weekend?
No. Does Jean know about this party?
Well, of course not. It's a surprise!
That's right, friends. It's time for the Saturday Surprise. Let's go and find out what today's surprise is.
Oh. Hi, everyone. It's Saturday Surprise! And I don't see Emma anywhere. Where is she? She's so late. I can't believe this.
Oh, hi, Rex. Hi, everyone. Sorry I'm late.
Yes, you are. I am the guest today.
I know, I know. Surprise, everyone.
Emma, why are you so late?
Well, today I decided to drive my car, and there was a really bad traffic jam.
You drove your car? At this hour? I took the MRT, and I got here right on time.
Well, sometimes the MRT is very crowded. I don't like that.
But there are many good reasons to take the MRT, like it takes you to many places very quickly. And there are no red lights, 没有红灯, so I like to take the MRT.
Rex, is that a song?
How did you know? Of course it is. I want to teach you a song called Subway.
Okay, let's learn this song together.
What's the best way to get around?
What's the best way to get around?
Why not try the underground?
Why not try the underground?
The underground's the way for me.
The underground's the way for me.
I like like to ride the MRT.
I like to ride the MRT.
Everybody, one more time. The underground's the way for me. I like to ride the MRT. Let's take it from the top. Everybody, sing with me. What's the way to get around? Why not try the underground? The underground's the way for me. I like to ride the MRT. The underground's the way for me. I like to ride the MRT. There are many good reasons why I like to take the MRT, and here are some of them. Don't have to park my car. Takes me quickly near and far. The underground's the way for me. I like to ride the MRT. The underground's the way for me. I like to ride the MRT. Many places you can go. No red lights to make it slow. The underground's the way for me. I like to ride the MRT. The underground's the way for me. I like to ride the MRT. Ba 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 da, ba 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 ba.
Woo! Let's all ride the MRT. Then we'll be on time next time for Saturday Surprise. Bye, everyone.
Bye bye.
Well, friends, the Saturday show of Let's Talk in English is almost over, but we don't want you to forget what you have learned this week. Make sure to practice, practice, and practice some more.
That's right, and be sure to come back again next week to learn some more new things.
We are going to learn many new things. Are you ready? Well, maybe not yet. It's still the weekend. We hope that you can take some time to relax and enjoy the rest of the weekend. For now, we want to say goodbye from right here on Let's Talk in English at
The Mall. Bye-bye, everyone. Thanks for coming.